Hey, folks, every day we go to parking lots, stores, shopping centers, all the above. What if I told you that 1 in 10 violent crimes in the U.S. occur in parking garages and lots? Do you know how to keep yourself safe? That's what we're going to talk about. So let's set the stage very clearly. This is a city in Texas where a lady has just come out of a grocery store at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, puts her 2-year-old in the back, but look at her. She's noticing something's not right. She's looking around, and then suddenly someone jumps out and tries to gain access to her car. Fortunately for her, she was alert, aware, and had put things in place to protect herself. The question is, are you doing those same things? Folks, parking lots are notorious for things like robberies, things like abductions, even murders. And in the world we live in, again, those of you who know me know it is not about fear. It's about wisdom, and it's about planning and preparation, because if you've got good security practices, it's likely you'll have good security results. And so let's talk about this again, but let's take a look again at what happened. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, well, folks, this lady comes out with her 2-year-old. Notice, though, she quickly puts the baby in the car, gets in, and locks her door. That's critical because the suspects had a plan, and the plan was to jump in her car, but she had a plan too, and that plan resulted likely in not only her not being hurt or her baby hurt, but maybe even her surviving. And so, folks, I want to talk to you as we work through these incidents about things you and I must do if we're going to be ready for stuff like that. Because the reality is it's happening all over the country. Parking lots are great places for people to get abducted, for crimes to occur. And quite frankly, if we don't have a plan for how we're going to combat that, then the only people with a plan are going to be the bad guys. I want you to think about real quickly what she did wisely, because I am convinced that this lady had a process and a plan that she practiced every time. And let's face it, folks, 99.999% of the time, nothing's going to happen. But I will tell you this, the 1% when it does, you're going to be glad you had a plan. Let's talk with what she did right. First off, she got to her car quickly. She was paying attention. She noticed people sitting in a car doing nothing. Well, the question we should ask is, why are they just sitting there? Could be they're waiting on someone in the store. That's a possibility. But she didn't play any games. She got her baby in the car quickly. She locked the doors quickly. She also had in her mind a plan. Because I don't know if you noticed, but as soon as that guy tried to open her door, she was out. She had already decided she was going to flee. She wasn't going to wait for someone to try to break a window. And with time, that's exactly what would have happened. Can you imagine, folks, the horror that she saved herself from by being security minded that day? You see, she was attack ready. And for those who haven't heard it, I'm going to say it again. She was alert and aware. She was trained. She had trained her mind to see things and had a plan in place. She was also tactically equipped because in this case, she used her car as a weapon. Let me tell you, if they had come at her, she would have likely been in a position to run them down. She was also action ready. And I can't stress this enough. You see, the bad guys had a plan, but so did she. And her plan happened before theirs could come into place. She also was confident. She knew exactly what she needed to do, and she was able to do it. And then she was knowledgeable after the fact. She drove away. She called the police. She warned the police that this was happening. Fortunately, that enabled them to get out and to notify other agencies and other places that these folks were out there lurking. So she was attack ready. Let's talk about some things you can do to avoid those kinds of things when you're in a parking lot. Number one is you walk confidently and quickly to your car. Folks, the parking lot's not the place to hang out. You got to get to your car. You got to be alert the whole time and aware. One of the things I encourage every person I know, take your key fob, have it in your hand, and have it on the red panic button. You know why? Because if someone starts coming to you, the best thing you can do is draw attention to them. You hit that car alarm and it keeps going off. Everybody turns and looks because they're wondering if it's their car alarm. The other thing is, as you're walking, you're also mindful of who's out there, what they're doing. You're observing body language, which we talk about all the time. And by the way, folks, if you are a concealed carrier, don't have that weapon in a purse or in a bag. Have it on your person where you can drop whatever you have and gain access to it quickly. Remember, you must know four things. You must know the laws of your state. What does the law say about you using that firearm? Next, you must be able to quickly determine the facts that are in front of you. I've heard people say on platforms, well, you're in fear for your life. Well, that's not a reason to use deadly force. The facts are a reason. He was coming towards me with a bar, or he had a gun, or he told me he was going to kill me, or she said this. Those are facts, folks, that you're going to need. The third thing is that you better realize what reasonable force is. If someone's coming to hurt you and it's a fist fight, it may be very different, unless there are other factors, than using your weapon. And then finally, under the law, when must you reasonably stop using force? We don't deliver justice on the street. We stop the threat. Those four things ought to always be in your mind. And then as you're walking to the car, remember that as you're alert, aware, and confident, I've arrested lots of people and asked them, why did you pick that victim? You know what they told me? They were easy. Don't be easy. Don't have your face in your cell phone. Don't be distracted on a call. Wait till you get in the safety of your car. Wait till you've got your doors locked. Let the audio call be made from inside of the call. Also, keep that finger on the panic. I'm telling you. You know why I say the panic and not screaming? We've had documented cases where a man's trying to abduct a woman and she's screaming, but people think it's a domestic violence issue. The other thing is, always remember, you can dial 911 quickly, even if you can't talk to the operator. The operator's hearing what's going on, and that's helpful. And then quickly get in your car. And as you're leaving, folks, always remember that positioning your car to get out. I heard somebody on a national broadcast say, never park next to high vehicles. Well, you'd never find a parking lot, a parking space with SUVs and panel vans and all that kind of stuff. But I will tell you this, if you can try to park as close up to the store, because that's going to draw attention, and also position your car to where you can clearly see the vehicle in the driver's side, because, you know, the old 70s and 80s, the panel van door open and somebody, it's much harder to do that if it's a vehicle. It's not impossible, but if it's a car that you can see into the windows, it's much less likely to happen. And folks, the other thing is, pay attention to what's in the car next to you as you're approaching your car. If the glass is completely tinted and blacked out, that could be a warning sign. And in that case, maybe you want to enter from the passenger side and slide over. There are a lot of options that you can practice, but it all starts with you. Remember, too, that if something happens, the most important thing that you can do is have a plan. Do you have, I keep going back to, are you attack ready? Do you have any defensive tactics skills? If not, begin to get them. One well-placed blow in the right place can delay or even stop an attacker. But guess what? If you're paralyzed in fear, you don't have a plan, you don't have much opportunity to resist that. Or maybe you do have pepper spray. Remember, I tell everybody I train across the country, pepper spray is great until it gets on you. The other thing is, if you have pepper spray, buy two or three, spray it, get used to what it will do to you. And I will warn you, I have sprayed people repeatedly with no effect. So pepper spray may or may not be your best option. Maybe it's a taser in the state you live in, if that's legal. But again, remember, if you're going to have defensive weapons, you better know how to use them and you better train with them, especially relative to a firearm. So as you're approaching your car, you have that plan. Folks, kids are the greatest distraction that there is. So fortunately, we can multitask. You must pay attention to your children, but you also must pay attention to your surroundings. The single greatest contributor to your personal security is situational awareness. And oh, by the way, we're going to cover that in more detail in the days ahead. So I hope this is helpful for you. Remember that if you're in a parking lot situation, you see something suspicious, your spider senses are tingling, go right back in the store. Ask someone to escort you out. Most stores have security. If you're that concerned, call the police. Report a suspicious situation. But at the end of the day, don't do nothing. Don't just sit back and say, oh, it'll probably be fine. Because in this case, I want to end with, imagine what would have happened to that precious lady and her two-year-old child if that guy had gotten into the car. That's why we do what we do. We want to make sure everybody in America is safe, and not just safe for our sake, but safe for others. Because here's the reality, folks. If you take this information and you put it into practice, not only will you be safer, but everyone around you will be safer. So do me a favor, please like, share, subscribe. I promised you from the beginning, we're going to bring real security experts. There's a plethora of people out here who claim to be security experts, and I'm not trying to denigrate them, but that's what we live. Our team has spent literally over 30 years learning how to keep people and organizations and facilities safe. So we want you to have that information. Hope it's helpful. I hope you stay safe out there. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.